Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the picks. That's right. Big picks. Last week, John Jansen came off the deathbed, basically.
Yeah, saving my best
for last.
For last.
When they count.
Yes.
November football.
Now
we're into December football.
Championship time.
John was 5-0.
He does know football.
That's right. The Gov 4-1. Greg and I 3-2. Greg leads myself and Tom by two games, so to speak. We're all over 500 now.
That's amazing.
That's pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, again, I stress, we don't get to just pick any games.
That's right.
We pick the games, the big games.
That's right. Here we go. We start with the Big 12 championship game at Jerry's World. Baylor getting 5.5 points against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. They played before. It was a close game. You know, Oklahoma State won by 10, low-scoring game.
Yeah.
I think these type of games, Baylor, give me the points. I'll take the points in this game.
Will you really?
Yes, John.
All right, Oklahoma State, sixth best rush defense in the country. Baylor has forced a turnover in 20 consecutive games. Baylor has also not allowed anyone all season long to score greater than 30 points. Only five teams in the FBS have done that. I still don't think it's enough to keep it close. I'm going to take Oklahoma State in this game, and they're going to win it by more than six.
All right. Gov.
I think I'm kind of with Stoney here. I absolutely just have no feel on this game whatsoever. So in those circumstances, take the dog. Oklahoma State, I kind of want to see them in this spot.
Yep.
You know, they've never been in this spot before. And I almost feel like they're either going to absolutely blow them out, or they're going to, you know, kind of seize up and tighten up. So I'll take the points in this.
Gregory.
Yeah, I can't say any of these teams has been that impressive. I can't say any team in the Big 12 has been that impressive.
Right.
Look, Oklahoma State, if you watched Bedlam last Saturday, that was just a weird and, quite frankly, not good football game. When it comes to a game like this, you know, as the Joker says in The Dark Knight, introduce a little chaos. I'll take Baylor.
Ah. Ooh, so I'm on an island, eh?
Yes, Cowboy you are. Island. Right. Cowboy Island. All right, we go to Atlanta for the SEC championship game, where the Crimson Tide getting 6.5 points against those Georgia Bulldogs. John.
Yeah, this one is tough because Georgia is obviously really good on defense. They're getting more healthy on offense. Alabama, I'm curious about this game because their pass defense is not good. Can Stetson Bennett expose the secondary of Alabama? We're talking about 6.5 points in a championship game. We're talking about Nick Saban. It's really hard for me to do this, but I am going to take Georgia because Georgia has only allowed 6.9 points per game. Their defense has stepped up week in, week out, less than a touchdown. And Alabama, last week against Auburn, 0 points in the first three quarters. I don't think they get it done. I'm going to take Georgia.
That's something good ruined by a period.
Yeah. Gov.
So like some sort of stat out there where Saban's like 5-1 as a dog straight up. Since he's been at Alabama, think about that. Six times he's been a dog.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. The one time they got knocked was Tim Tebow's, the first year Tebow played them in the SEC championship game. Florida did cover that game. Look, you can look at that trend all you want. You can do the Saban thing all you want. I'm going to channel back to last weekend a little bit. I think there's a serenation coming on here. I think Georgia's in the right spot here to get Bama just like Michigan did Ohio State. I think this defense is elite, and I don't think Alabama has the skill players that they've had in recent years. Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle, there's nothing even close to that on this Bama team. They don't have the run game quite the same. They just don't have that anchor offensively, and they've been playing with fire all season long. By the way, Jalen Waddle, 77 catches, 750-plus yards, 4 TDs.
Wow.
Sneaky rookie of the year candidate. He'll never win it, but no. I am going with Georgia here. Our boss Jimmy's going to be celebrating. He's going to be wasted come Saturday night.
Greg.
Well, I'm not quite sure what serenation is, but I will say that ever since Alabama lost to Texas A&M, I was convinced that they would get to this moment and that they would beat Georgia in the SEC title game. Give me the Tide, and come Monday, we're going to be talking about number one Alabama.
Number one Alabama?
Whoa.
How dare you?
Unbelievable.
They will be one if they win.
Probably. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Georgia's 8-4 against the spread. Bama 6-6. Look, I think Georgia's going to win the football game, but giving Nick Saban almost a touchdown to me means death.
It's hard to do. I know.
And even though I'm wearing my Georgia Bulldogs sweatshirt, my hoodie.
Okay, Brian Kelly.
Roll Tide. Yeah.
You know how I feel about this game? I feel like, if you remember, same stadium, when the Packers went to play the Falcons in the NFC Championship game the year the Falcons lost to the Patriots. I just feel like Bama is very similar to that Packer team, where they've got all the credentials in the past, but it doesn't matter this time around.
Oh. All right, we go to Indy, where the Michigan Wolverines playing for the Big Ten Championship for the first time, giving the Hawkeyes 10.5 points. Gov.
A lot of points against a good defense, but I absolutely don't understand how Iowa's going to score. And that's been my basis for picking Michigan with bigger point spreads throughout the season once I figured them out about 5 games in. I don't see where Iowa is going to be able to score more than 10 to 13 points in this game. Give me Michigan.
All right, Greg.
There's 2 stats that stick out to me in this game. One is Iowa's reliance on turnovers. I forget what the number was, but they've
got 22 22 interceptions. They lead the nation in interceptions. 28, I think, total turnovers, which is 3rd in the country.
Yeah. So, yes, that's their reliance on turnovers. Michigan doesn't turn the ball over. Secondly, Iowa's given up 31 sacks. That's second most in the Big Ten, only to Penn State. Now you're going up against 2 first round picks and Aiden Hutchinson and David Ojabo. I think that's trouble for them, man. Hey, Michigan might come out a little sluggish, maybe a little Ohio State hangover, but in the end, I think Michigan, their run game, their defense is going to carry them, and they're going to win comfortably. I'll take Michigan.
I truly believe that the only way Michigan loses this game or it's close is if Michigan fumbles running the football, and they haven't done it all year.
All right. I think Michigan's going to win the game. I just see one of these backdoor covers. Iowa scores late. You know, to cut a 17-point lead to 10. Give me the Hawkeyes and the points.
No chance. No chance.
As long as Michigan wins, that's all I care about.
I know. And there is a long-term memory of what happened in Iowa City in 2016.
Oh, yeah. Safety.
It's
Turned the whole game around.
Could not get first downs, couldn't hold on to a lead. Michigan, as Greg mentioned, some of the stats, the turnovers that Iowa has created. Michigan does not turn the ball over. What Michigan does defensively is they terrorize quarterbacks. And these two quarterbacks, Spencer Petras and is it Alex Padilla?
Yeah.
Neither of them want to look down and see those guys. They want to get the ball out of their hand as fast as possible, but they don't have anybody to throw it to except their tight end. Sam Laporta.
Right.
And he's their leading pass catcher in receptions and in yards. But this Michigan defense is rock solid. They're disciplined. They will take away every option Iowa has. Give me Michigan. Big Ten champs 2021 going to the college football playoffs, baby!
Yeah!
I think Iowa's going to, Kirk Ferentz is going to have to pull a Dan Campbell here, like they did against the Rams, where it's just the kitchen sink.
Yeah, they might do that. Their special teams are very good.
Yep.
All right, let's go to the National Football League, finally. Here we go, Monday night. Who thought that this was going to be a big game? The Patriots and the Bills, it just shows you what Belichick is. The Bills favored at home, obviously, -2.5, Greg Hargrave.
Well, Gov probably thought this would be a big game. I'm sure we'll get into that a little later when he gets into his pick. But look, hey, I know I usually take the points, but I'm going to do a little binge eating here. I'm going to lay those points. I'll take the Bills. Come on, let's go, Buffalo.
All right. it's the Patriots. The Bills are playing not great football. They played okay last week. Give me the Patriots.
Okay. This quarterback, Mac Jones, has won his first 5 road games. He's going on the road. He's going to face the Bills Mafia. I think that luck ends because of this Bills defense, and I think Josh Allen and the offense, they finally get some rhythm going. They finally get something going. And to your point, I think Bill Belichick is an outstanding and has been an outstanding coach to this. Yeah, and but I think it's more Josh McDaniels and what he's been able to do in generating offense for Mac Jones and making it simple for him. But give me the Bills at home, and I think this is going to be a dandy to watch.
Gov.
Yeah, so Greg kind of hinted. I was bullish on the Patriots before the season. I actually got a little tiny bet for them winning the division. However, I think the Bills in this line is out of whack, and it's a nice spot to take the Bills because you're just asking for them to win at home, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, look, and most teams win by 3 points or more if they win the game. I'm going to take the Bills here. I think they get right for a week, and I think that environment on Monday night is going to be crazy for Mac Jones, and the Bills squeak out a win here.
All you need is for them is to win by a field goal at home.
That's right. All right, and finally, at Ford Field, is this the week? Vikings coming in to take on the Lions. Lions getting 7.5 points at home. The hook makes it definitely interesting. Lions pretty good against the spread, 7-4. They played them tough in Minnesota. I don't know. I think this is the game where Cousins hits Jefferson for 3 touchdowns. I'll take the Vikings. John?
I'm going to take the Lions. I think that without Everson Griffin, he is out for this game, and he wreaked a little bit of havoc in the mind of Penei Sewell. Now that you have Taylor Decker back, the offensive line is a little bit more solid, and DeAndre Swift is out, Dalvin Cook is out. I think that I don't think the Lions win. I think they cover, so give me the Lions.
All right. Tom?
Have the Lions scored over 20 points this year?
Once, and that would be opening day.
And that was all trash in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
This game's impossible to pick. I would never bet on this in my life. And I know points at home are a premium, especially a plus touchdown. I just got a feeling the Vikings, it's going to be easy. The Lions, they had their chance earlier this year against the Vikings. And the second time around, I'm with Stoney in this camp. I just think the Vikings are going to light them up. And this has got something, you know, like a 10, I think 10 points here at least. Give me like a 24, 27, 14 type game. I just gave a score, so there's no way I'm winning this bet.
Greg.
yes. Hey, sometimes, look, eventually the Lions are going to get blown the hell out. I just don't know what week that's going to be. This team forces you to watch all 60 minutes of their games, or the game's over at halftime and you can do whatever you want at 2:30. I will take the Lions and the points.
Yes.
Foolishly, I will take the Lions and the points.
And you're watching all 60 minutes.
They force you. They'll make you.
That's right. And those are the picks. 97-1 the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.